Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday. That can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions to get through today, so I'm just going to jump right into it. The first question is from May. Three questions about food today. The first is, what's your comfort food? I would say Japanese hibachi now would be my comfort food. It wouldn't have been before, but I would say that's my comfort food right now. That's what I go to for comfort. number two, if you could sit next to a famous celebrity at a restaurant, who would it be? Who do I want to sit next to? That's such a hard question. Who do I want to sit next to? You know, it's not a celebrity you'd think. I want to sit next to Carlos Sainz. I feel like me and Carlos Sainz would get along really well. I think I just want to make a friend. I would want Carlos Sainz to be the person I sit next to. I love Carlos Sainz. That man is great. That'd be my... he's like a race car driver. I mean, he's a Formula One driver, so I don't know if he's a celebrity, but I don't know if he's like who you would... I think you're thinking like a movie star or an actor. Or a musician, I guess, too. I wouldn't mind talking to John Mayer. He plays mean guitar. Who else would I want mine sitting next to? God, I wish I got that sooner. Jonah Hill is very nice. I wouldn't mind sitting next to Jonah Hill. He's actually quite lovely. I can't think of anyone else. But yeah, I think Carlos Sainz is my immediate answer. That's who I want to sit next to. That'd be nice. We'd have fun conversations. We'd have so much to talk about. So yeah, Carlos Sainz. And then last is top three favorite fast food restaurants. Oh. I guess in no particular order. I don't even think McDonald's makes them on the top three, to be honest. No. Like Whataburger, In-N-Out. I don't know what would be the third. I don't know what the third would be. Yeah, but Whataburger, In-N-Out. I guess Panda Express is like a weird place in my heart. I don't know why it does. It just does. Yeah, that'd be my answer. Whataburger, In-N-Out, Panda Express. God, Panda Express, I kind of feel ashamed that's on that list. That the Panda Express edition, it brings me deep shame. I don't know why. But yeah, no, the first two I'm proud of. The third one, I'm just like, yeah, I guess Panda Express. Yeah. Thank you for your question, May. Let's see. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, if you could only teach three things to your children in the future, what would it be? I want them to have self-worth, confidence, and humility. And those are the three things I want to teach them. I guess kindness as well. So self-worth, kindness, humility. Yeah, those would be the three. Because I want you to see value in yourself. I want you to be kind to others. And I want you to be like humble and like success. I think that those are important things. I mean, we can get specific. Like, I would love to teach my kid, like, how to catch a ball and, like, you know, like the standard dad stuff. And, like, the new dad stuff, I guess, like, teach your kid video games and stuff. So, I don't know. Like, there's obviously fun things I want to teach my kids. But, like, I think the real parenting stuff is, like, I want you to have self-worth. I think that's something that most parents don't think about, but... You are instilling self-worth in your kid. Like, you're teaching your kid the value of himself or herself. So I think that's important. That's something I think most parents forget about. So that would be like my number one thing is like, hey, you're important. You're valuable. Like you're worth something and give them a sense of self-worth. I don't know. I think that's something that a lot of people are missing and I want to make sure my kid gets that. So. Yeah, that's my real answer. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, summer or winter? Parentheses. There's only one right answer, night, I swear to God. And the answer is winter. Because it rains all summer. I mean, I love the rain, so maybe summer. Summer. Okay, yeah, summer. I like the rain. I like the rain more than I like the not rain. I get two seasons down here. I get rain and I get not rain. So I like the rain. If I'm in a place that has snow, though, snow over rain, obviously. Thank you for your question. The next question is from Gabby. Gabby asks, happy Monday. Do you have any 90 movie recommendations from any genre, like Dazed and Confused, The Virgin Suicides, Pulp Fiction, Singles, and My Own Private Idaho? Let me think. So my knee-jerk reaction is to start listing 90s cult classics like, I don't know, Good Will Hunting, Clueless. What else would be kind of in the same vein? Big Lebowski, Rushmore, Fear and Loathing. I mean, the Before series, maybe, if you really want to. It's okay. I mean, it's pretty good, but it's like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and then Before Midnight. I saw only Before Sunrise, but yeah, that's like another like classic 90s movie. Clerks, Fifth Element, Trainspotting. Trainspotting's rough. I don't know if I would recommend Trainspotting. Silence of the Lambs is another one. I think Silence of the Lambs is it 90s? I think it is 90s. Reservoir Dogs. Holy shit. That's definitely worth it. You mentioned Pulp Fiction. I think Reservoir Dogs is Tarantino's best work. Being John Malkovich is a really niche cult classic. It's pretty good, but it's very niche. If you liked Spotless Mind, something of the Spotless Mind. I can't think of it right now. It's so early in the morning. But if you like that movie and you know what I'm talking about, then yes, you probably will like Being John Malkovich. If you miss Robin Williams as much as I do, Mrs. Doubtfire is always a great movie to watch. It makes you remember how much you love Robin Williams and how sad you are that he's gone. But yeah, I can't think of anything else. Boondock Saints is always a great classic. William Dafoe gives a wonderful performance in that movie. Bottle Rocket is from that same era, first Wes Anderson movie. Half Baked is in the same vein as Dazed and Confused, Dave Chappelle's first movie. Yeah. I think I gave you a pretty good list. Yeah. So if you want 90s cult classics, that is a decent list of 90s cult classics that I think you'd enjoy. So let me know if you enjoy those movies. Thank you for the question, Gabby. Sunny asks, hey birthday twin, hope you're having a great weekend and was wondering how was your special day. It was pretty good. I got a bunch of birthday wishes on Discord and I really appreciated that, and I woke up kind of late, had a kind of relaxing day. I streamed, which was fun. And yeah, I mean, it was a very nice April Fool's. I wasn't April Fooled, which was lovely for the first time in a long time. I wasn't April Fooled. But yeah, it was a good day. It was a pretty good day. I went to a restaurant, got some good food. I don't know. I had a good day. It was a nice relaxing day. And that's always how I like to enjoy my birthdays. If I have like a nice, peaceful, relaxing day, I'm like, oh, that's a good birthday. So yeah, I hope you had a great birthday on your birthday as well. Thank you for your question. Holly asks, when you do slapping in your videos, do you slap yourself? I don't. Thank you for the question, Holly. Thank you for the question. All right. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what's your favorite board game and do you like to play games? I do like board games. What's my favorite board game? I'm really partial to Catan. I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I'm also partial to chess. I like chess a lot. Chess is such an easy board game. Because you can just set it up and just play it so quickly. But yeah, chess, Catan. A bunch of my friends are really into Gloomhaven right now. I mean, obviously, I played a lot of D&D, which is like a board game. I don't know. It's tabletop. What else is there? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, War of the Ring was pretty good. That was, War of the Ring was pretty good. Or, like, Starlight Imperium. Those are, like, crazy board games. But, yeah, I play some board games. I think my favorite is probably chess, though. Chess is my favorite board game. So, thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, how are you going to end the pregnancy series? With labor. Labor is the last in the series. That isn't to say that the series is over. It's just the pregnancy series will end with labor. Will it continue into another series? Maybe. We might go into early parenthood. We'll see. I might jump to another series before I do that, just because I want to mix it up, maybe. I did want to go back to the Office Romance series at some point, because I wanted to add some stuff to it. So, I don't know. We might jump back at some point, but yeah. The pregnancy series at least will end with labor, and another series will pick up after that, so. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, what's your favorite color, if you have one? P.S. You're amazing. The best, even. I appreciate that. Thank you. My favorite color is black. Black and white. I love black and white. I think before that, it would have been, like, green or blue. But yeah, now it's like, I think my favorite color is black. Black looks good on everything, so, yeah. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, do you believe in soulmates? Yeah, I do. I think you have many soulmates. I think soulmate is describing somebody who is drawn to you in your life. Like, two people who meet and are attracted and pulled towards each other are soulmates. They could be romantic or non-romantic, but I think there are people that are just entwined with your destiny in some way, and those would be soulmates. So, yeah. At least that's what I believe. Thank you for your question. The next question is from Anonymous. They ask, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self? I feel like when I was 16, I thought about this question a lot, and, like, what advice I'd give my, like, 12 or 11-year-old self. And I was very prescriptive back then. I was really like, do this, don't do that. But I don't know if I would give that advice to myself now. I think I would tell myself that you are good enough as you are, probably. And that you don't need to be anyone else. And you're okay. And it will be okay. And I would add in that you don't need to be afraid. I think those would be the things I'd tell myself. I'll just let myself know it would get better. I think that would be like an important thing for me to hear. But yeah. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, Knight, help me. I have a date coming up this Wednesday, and I don't know what to do. This is my first date with a boy, and I don't know how to talk to him. Do you think I should kiss him on the first date? Also, do you personally have any first date policies? Thank you, Knight. I don't think I have a first date policy. I think you should kiss him if you feel like you want to kiss him, and don't kiss him if you feel like you don't want to kiss him. I don't think you have any obligation to kiss him or do anything with him. You should really only do what you feel comfortable with. And if that's kiss him, then you should kiss him. I don't think you should be too nervous. I know first dates can be very nerve-wracking, and it's hard to be like, don't be nervous, but you're just naturally gonna have butterflies and all that stuff. But just know that any of the nerves you're feeling, he definitely feels too. I hope you guys are going to do something fun, like a movie or dinner or something. Just an activity where you guys can get to know each other a little bit better. I wish you the best of luck. I know first dates can be really hard, and I'm rooting for you. Thank you for the question. Let's see. Anna asks, hey, Knight. Can you play music while recording Get to Know Knight Again? I've been tracking the series, and it was pretty cool having a taste of your music in the background. I planned on doing that for the 100th episode, so if you enjoy the music, it'll be back for the 100th episode. I'll make two versions of it, one with music, one without. But if you enjoy the music, it'll be back for the 100th. So thank you for the question, Anna. Rin asks, hey Kay, I hope you're having a wonderful day. What are some cultural phenomenons or bandwagon trends you don't understand or simply make you wonder why that's a thing? Much love. TikTok, maybe? I mean, I understand it, but I just don't. Like, for example, when I hear TikTok sounds, like, they're like segments of music, it drives me crazy, because all I want to do is just finish the song. Like, I don't know, I hear, like, Jocelyn Flores by XXXTentacion, and, like, I hear the beginning of it, and I'm like, oh my god, please finish the song. It just drives me crazy. I don't understand TikTok. That's why I'm not on it. What's another bandwagon trend I didn't understand? I think that's the thing that's made me feel the most out of date is TikTok. I think that's it. I don't know. Is there anything else? Yeah, I think TikTok. Thank you for your question. Yeah, I wish it was other things. For now, it's the only thing I can think of. But yeah, thank you for your question, Ren. Bowling for Soup asks, hey Kay, I'd love to know what kind of music you listen to. If you have songs you would recommend, please share. I love adding them to my collection. Thank you. I have a Spotify, which I rarely update, which has some music on it, but not a lot. It's also not very diverse. My actual, like, music listening is pretty diverse. Like, it goes from, I don't know, like, early 2000s emo to 1940s jazz to, you know, mid-2010s EDM to, like, 90s rave music. Like, it goes all over the place. So, yeah, I kind of listen to everything, with the exception of country. I don't really listen to country music. But I listen to almost everything else. Actually, that's not even true. I do like certain types of country. I don't like big stadium country. I think that's my... Yeah, that's where I draw the line. I'm not big on stadium country. But, like, Johnny Cash? Hell yeah. But, yeah, not big on, like, Garth Brooks. Is he a country... I assume that man does country music. let's see. What would I recommend? Anything by Oblivion's been pretty good in terms of EDM. I've been liking Oblivion quite a bit. It's not spelled like you think it is. I think it's like Oblyn, maybe, I think. Yeah, I've been liking a lot of her music. Sonder is also really good. I've been listening to a lot of Sonder. Literally anything they've put out is fantastic. What else? Oh, Sean Angus Watson. I would recommend him. He's a great guitarist. Some of my favorite guitar. He just plays straight guitar, and it sounds so good. It's like he makes a guitar sing. He has a YouTube channel. I check him out. But yeah, those are my recommendations off the top of my head. If I sit down and think about it longer, maybe I'll like actually do a full listen to these music audio one day. I think I had one where we go through Spotify together. I might do another one of that. So thank you for your question, though. I really appreciate it. And this will be our last question of the day. Selena asks, hey, I just started listening to your audios, so you may have answered this question in the past, but I've noticed you mentioned writing a few times in your scripts. I was wondering if you let people read your work. I guess the people who've bought my book on Amazon have read it, I would hope. But short of that, outside of my editor and like my friends and the few excerpts I've read on YouTube, which I've subsequently went back and I think I've removed, and I think the one story that I have on Wattpad, because it was something I wrote when I was like literally a child and I just left it up. Besides those things, not a whole lot of the things I write. Oh, I guess the writing streams, which I have had, I think two or three of maybe at this point. Besides that, I haven't really given away a lot of my work. I might publish what I'm working on now under a different name so you guys can see it and read it and have access to it. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. I haven't really worked on it as much as I'd like to. That was supposed to be done last year, and it's this year now, and I'm still working on it, so I'm very George R. R. Martin-esque in the way I write, which is slowly and at my own pace. So anyway, thank you for your question, Selena. I might have another writing stream again. I love doing them, so you never know. Thank you for your question, Selena. I really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night for today. If you have a question you'd like an answer, please feel free to leave it. There should be a link in the doobly-doo down below where you just click it and it takes you to a form. You can fill out and ask whatever you like. And if you have a question you want me to specifically answer on my 100th episode, just put 100 before the question. It makes it really easy for me to sort them and make sure I don't answer them before it's time. Anyway, I've been Knight, and I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.